WMRA News, I'm Dan Easley. An attempt by Governor Youngkin to reduce access to contraception is denied by the General Assembly. University of Virginia scientists research using AI to help care for people with dementia, and your electric bill might go up in order to fund development of nuclear power. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, April 25th. A man accused of abducting a University of Virginia student last year has pleaded guilty. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
The Charlottesville Commonwealth Attorney's Office announced on Tuesday that 41-year-old James Robert Allen of Suffolk pled guilty to the October 4, 2023 abduction and malicious wounding of a young woman. He is scheduled to be sentenced on October 27th and faces up to 30 years in prison. Allen was accused of choking a college student while she was on a routine walk home and abducting her in his work truck before crashing on Cabell Avenue in Charlottesville. The student, with duct tape on her wrists, was able to fight her way out and get help. Allen fled on foot and was apprehended the next day in Louisa County. This is the second time Allen has been convicted of violently attacking a strange woman. As WMRA previously reported, Allen was charged with abduction and malicious wounding in 2008 after a woman was attacked while walking at the Warrenton Health and Aquatic Center. His first trial ended in a hung jury, and the retrial ended in a conviction on a misdemeanor assault and battery. His criminal record also includes numerous breaking and entering and theft charges. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
The General Assembly recently rejected Governor Glenn Youngkin's amendment to a bill that would have helped guarantee access to contraception. Youngkin told reporters this week that he's working on a response.
I firmly believe that Virginians have a right to contraception. I also believe we have to protect our constitutional rights, particularly under our First Amendment.
Youngkin's amendment had weakened the protections in the bill. He said he could take actions other than signing or vetoing the legislation, but declined to specify. At the University of Virginia, computer scientists are experimenting with a way to help caregivers do a difficult and frustrating job, caring for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia, using artificial intelligence. Sandy Hossman has the story.
Add celery to my grocery list.
You already have celery on your grocery list.
Alexa, show me pasta recipes from SideChef.
Alexa is a home-based application for artificial intelligence, a listening device that can respond to a variety of questions and commands. Now a team at the University of Virginia is using similar technology to listen in as people care for dementia patients. Because they struggle with loss of memory and the inability to handle complexity, those patients can get angry or resistant to suggestions, causing frustration for caregivers. The UVA device is able to detect frustration in the voices of caregivers and suggest ways to help them keep their cool.
Do you like classical music? Do you like looking at photo albums of your grandchildren? Things like this.
John Stankovic is a professor of computer science who's overseen the project. So far, his team has provided the technology to 11 caregivers. He says it's easy to use.
When we started this project, COVID hit, and we were not able to interact with caregivers directly. And so we built the system where we could just mail it to them and they could take it out of the box, turn it on.
Stankovic says the system is 80 to 90% effective at detecting stress through a caregiver's voice, and it could get better if they were to wear a smart watch that could detect changes in the chemistry of their skin as their moods change. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Hausman.
A federal judge has dismissed a Railroad Association suit challenging a Virginia law that allows internet service providers to hang fiber across tracks. The Association of American Railroads doesn't have standing to sue, Judge David Novak said, though rail operators Norfolk Southern and CSX can refile certain parts of the suit, according to Cardinal News. That includes questions around sovereign immunity. When passed, the state law was intended to help expand access to high-speed internet in rural areas. Harrisonburg City Council heard updates on speed cameras installed in a construction zone on East Market Street at yesterday's meeting. WHSV reports Harrisonburg Police Department presented a PowerPoint on the effectiveness of the cameras in protecting construction workers. The enforcement window on these cameras is between 7 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., If you exceed 10 miles over the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit, you'll likely get a ticket via mail. The cameras cost the police department $3,500 a month to operate. Over 26,000 people have been ticketed for speeding in the work zone, earning the city over $1.5 million. HPD recommended the board keep the speed cameras in place until construction is complete. This summer, a new law will go into effect, and it may mean you pay a higher electric bill. Michael Pope reports that money will go toward development of nuclear power.
People who get their power from Dominion Energy or Appalachian Power may soon see their monthly bills increase. That's because of a new law introduced by Senator Dave Marsden, a Democrat from Fairfax County. Here's Senator Cree Deeds of Charlottesville asking Marsden about what that money will be going toward.
Costs of evaluation, design, engineering, federal approvals and licensing, environmental analysis and permitting, early site permitting, equipment or procurement, and authorized rate of return will all be passed on to the consumer before anything happens.
I believe that is correct. There is a certain amount of risk here, but I have faith in American technology, and we need to get moving on this.
Not everyone wants to get moving on this. Here's Tim Sawinski at the Sierra Club.
Small modular reactors, which is what they're taking a huge gamble on, have never been proven to produce energy for our homes and businesses. That's problematic policy because we could suffer increased electric bills for something that may never produce any power.
The new law will go into effect this summer, although the utility company would still need to seek permission from state regulators before increasing your power bill. I'm Michael Pope.
For years, you didn't need car insurance in Virginia, but a new law going into effect this summer will change that. WVIR reports drivers in Virginia had the option of paying $500 a year to register an uninsured car. Starting July 1st, that's going away. State Farm agent Eva Gee Scott says auto insurance has lots of different elements. One of those categories is liability protection. Once the new law takes effect, drivers will have 30 days to submit proof of insurance. If they don't, their license could be suspended. Hanover County marked its progress Tuesday on a portion of the Fall Line Trail. About $241 million in federal, state, and local funds for the $400 million project have already been secured. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more.
Within the next month, Hanover will start construction on a 5-mile portion of the 43-mile trail that connects 7 localities from Ashland to Petersburg. Hanover's work is expected to be complete in 2026. County Administrator John Badeski said he's proud of the partnerships built across the region that have helped move the Fall Line Trail project forward.
We are excited that we are able to provide a product and a regional project that will serve all members of our communities.
Chad Parsons, executive director of the Central Virginia Transportation Authority, said the region's committed to completing the trail.
Today is a time to pause and celebrate what we've done so far, but please continue to advocate and seek the additional funding that's necessary to complete the full 43 miles.
About 20 miles of the trail is expected to be under construction this year, and the project is expected to be complete by 2030.
That's Lyndon German reporting. For WMRA News, I'm Dan Easley. Thanks for listening.